National Federation of the Blind, live the life you want. Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education Act, S-2138, H.R. 1772. Until a market-driven solution for accessible instructional materials is achieved, blind college students will be denied access to critical course content. Technology has fundamentally changed the education system. The scope of instructional materials used at institutions of higher education has expanded. Curricular content comes in digital books, PDFs, web pages, etc., and most of this content is delivered through digital databases, learning management systems, and applications. The print world is inherently inaccessible to students with disabilities, but technology offers the opportunity to expand the circle of participation. Studies have found that, of the 6.6 million students with disabilities in grades K through 12, the number who go on to pursue post-secondary education is growing. Footnote 1. Blind students are facing insurmountable barriers to education. Instead of fulfilling the promise of equal access, technology has created more problems than the print world ever did. Data show that students with disabilities face a variety of challenges, including matriculation and college completion failure, footnote 2, solely because, in the absence of clear accessibility guidelines, colleges and universities are sticking with the ad hoc accommodations model, footnote 3. Currently, schools deploy inaccessible technology and then modify another version for blind students, usually weeks or even months into class, creating a separate but equal landscape with nearly impenetrable barriers. With only a 17.9% employment rate, compared to 65.3% among people without disabilities, footnote 4, students with disabilities should not be denied access by the innovations that can ensure full participation. Institutions of higher education need help to identify accessible material and comply with non-discrimination laws. Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act and Titles 2 and 3 of the Americans with Disabilities Act require schools to provide equal access, and in 2010, the U.S. Departments of Justice and Education clarified that the use of inaccessible technology is prohibited under these laws. Footnote 5. The 2011 AIM Commission recommended to Congress, footnote 6, that accessibility guidelines be developed for post-secondary instructional materials. In the 7 years since, footnote 7, over a dozen institutions have faced legal action for using inaccessible technology, footnote 8, and complaints are on the rise. Most litigation ends with a commitment from the school to embrace accessibility, but that commitment does little in a vast, uncoordinated higher education market, footnote 9. Accessibility solutions are available, but guidelines are sorely needed to stimulate the market. The Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education Act will bring together people with disabilities and the higher education, publishing, tech developing, and manufacturing communities to develop a stakeholder-driven solution to the issue of inaccessible instructional materials. With input from all relevant stakeholder communities, footnote 10, mainstream accessible instructional materials can be achieved, benefiting both institutions of higher education and the students with disabilities they aim to serve. Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education Act develops accessibility guidelines for instructional materials used in post-secondary education. A purpose-based commission is tasked with developing accessibility criteria for instructional materials and the delivery systems/technologies used to access those materials. Additionally, the commission is tasked with developing an annotated list of existing national and international standards so that schools and developers can identify what makes a product usable by the blind. Provides a digital accessibility roadmap for institutions of higher education. The guidelines developed by the Commission will contain specific technical and functional criteria that will clearly illustrate how to make educational technologies usable by the blind and other students with print disabilities. Such criteria will prove to be beneficial to procurement officers, informational technology staff, chief technology officers, and other key personnel at institutions of higher education. Offers flexibility for schools while reiterating that pre-existing obligations still apply. Colleges and universities are permitted to use material that does not conform to the guidelines as long as equal access laws are still honored. Conformity with the Aim High guidelines is only one path to compliance. Schools can pursue a different path, but in doing so will forfeit the combined expertise of the relevant stakeholder communities involved in the development of the AIM-HI guidelines. Remove barriers to equality in the classroom. Co-sponsor Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education Act. To co-sponsor S-2138, contact Samuel Weinstock, Legislative Correspondent, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, phone 202-224-4543, email samuel_weinstock, W-E-I-N-S-T-O-C-K, at warren.senate.gov. To co-sponsor H.R. 1772, contact Jennifer Wise, Legislative Fellow, Congressman Phil Rowe, Republican, Tennessee. Phone 202-225-6356. Email jennifer.wise@mail.house.gov. For more information, contact Gabe Cazares, Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind. Phone 410-659-9314, extension 2206. Email gcazares@nfb.org. For more information, visit www.nfb.org/aim_high. Footnotes. 1. U.S. Department of Education, National Center for Education Statistics, Children and Youth with Disabilities, 2017. https://nces.ed.gov/programs/coe/indicator_cgg.asp. 2. Brand B, Valent A. Danielson L., College and Career Readiness and Success Center, American Institutes for Research, Improving College and Career Readiness for Students with Disabilities, 2013. 3. Report of the Advisory Commission on Accessible Instructional Materials in Post-Secondary Education for Students with Disabilities, 2011-13. 4. United States Department of Labor, Persons with a Disability, Labor Force Characteristics, 2016-2017, http://www.dol.gov/ODEP. 5. Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division, and Department of Education, Office of Civil Rights, Letter to College and University Presidents, June 29, 2010. 6. Report of the Advisory Commission on Accessible Instructional Materials in Post-Secondary Education for Students with Disabilities, 2011, 42, No. 1. 7. LaGros, Martin, From Accommodation to Accessibility, Creating a Culture of Inclusivity, March 13, 2017. https://er.edu/articles/2017/from-accommodation-2-accessibility-creating-a-culture-of-inclusivity??UTM_source=sign-inform-z-UTM_medium=sign-email+sign-marketing-campaign=ER. 8. National Federation of the Blind, the Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education, AIM-HI Act, last modified November 2017. https://nfb.org/aim_high. 9. Government Accountability Office. Education needs a coordinated approach to improve its assistance to schools and supporting students. Report to the Chairman, Committee on Education and Labor, House of Representatives, 10-33, 2009. 10. Organizations and institutions that have endorsed the Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education Act, https://nfb.org/aim_high.